Section 12. Special driving challenges. Night driving. Driving at night is harder and more dangerous than driving in daylight. The distance you can see is limited. Turn on your headlights no later than half an hour after sunset and keep them on until half an hour before sunrise. If your vehicle's high beam lights are on and a car is coming toward you, dim your lights before you get within 500 feet of the oncoming car. Dim your high beams for oncoming traffic. If an oncoming vehicle does not dim, look at the right side of the road. This helps avoid being blinded by the headlights, and dim your lights anyway. If you are following a car, dim your lights when you are within 300 feet of the vehicle ahead of you. Use your lights any time conditions keep you from seeing 1,000 feet ahead. These conditions include fog, stormy weather, or dust. In fog, rain, or snow, use your low beams to avoid glare. Some vehicles have fog lights. Avoid looking directly into headlights. Keep your eyes searching the road in front of your vehicle. Search well ahead of your headlight beams. Look for dark shapes on the roadway. Glance to the right and left to check for the edge of the pavement and hazards on the sides. Do not wear sunglasses or colored lenses at night or on cloudy days. Tinted or colored lenses reduce the light you need for good vision. Increase your following distance by at least a second at night. Add at least 2 seconds for night driving on strange roads. It is wise to slow down a little at night. The law requires that you drive at a reasonable and prudent speed. That means, especially at night, if you drive the posted speed limit, it may be too fast. Highway work zones. Highway work zones are those portions of a street or highway where construction, maintenance, or utility work is being done to the road, its shoulders, or any other items related to the roadway. This includes work such as underground and overhead utility work, tree trimming, and surveying activities. Highway work zones are easily recognized by the presence of orange signing and other orange traffic control devices, flashing lights on equipment, and workers dressed in highly visible clothing. Each year, nearly 1,000 people are killed and thousands are injured as a result of crashes in highway work zones. Some of these are highway workers, flaggers, or law enforcement officials. However, over 80% of the fatalities and injuries are suffered by drivers, passengers, and pedestrians. Many of these work zone crashes are preventable. Highway workers are trained on how to set up safe work zones with directional traffic signs and devices. Motorists and pedestrians are responsible for knowing how to read and react to these directions. Paying attention and driving cautiously and courteously are the most important steps in preventing crashes while driving through highway work zones. Work zones may involve lane closings, detours, and heavy equipment moving on or near the road. Watch out for signs, cones, barrels, large vehicles, and workers in work zones. Work zone signs have an orange background and black letters or symbols. Always slow down even if there are no workers. Narrow lanes and rough pavement can be dangerous. The courts are required to fine a driver who speeds in a highway construction zone at least twice the amount of the regular fine for speeding. In a work zone, slow down and increase your following distance and be prepared to stop. Be very careful when driving through a work zone at night even if no workers are there. Stay well away from workers and construction vehicles. Obey the posted work zone signs until you see end road work. Expect delays and plan to leave early and finish your trip on time. If possible, use a different route to avoid work zones. Rural roads. Driving on rural roads can be dangerous. Stay alert. Watch for warning signs and obey the speed limit. Some problems and driving hazards are unique to rural roads. Gravel or dirt. There is less traction on gravel or dirt roads. Slow down and increase your following distance. You may skid when stopping your vehicle. Narrow roads. Rural roads are narrower and may have ditches or drop-offs instead of shoulders. Slow down and center your vehicle in your lane. Look out for oncoming traffic that may be in your lane. Narrow bridges and single-lane bridges. The first driver to the bridge has right-of-way. Take turns crossing the bridge. Open bridge gratings or steel bridges. Reduce your speed, increase your following distance, and keep a firm grip on the steering wheel. Limited view. Wooded areas, crops growing in fields, and steep hills can block your view. In these areas, slow down and be ready to stop. Uncontrolled intersections. These intersections can be very dangerous. Approach them with caution. Slow down and be ready to stop for crossing or oncoming traffic. Trip planning. There are ways you can help reduce your driving costs. First, determine your overall transportation needs. For each trip, determine if it is necessary. If so, there may be times you do not need to drive yourself. You might carpool with someone else, or you could take public transportation if it is available. The best way to extend the life of your vehicle and save on fuel is to use it as little as possible. Avoid driving during heavy traffic. It causes extra wear and tear on you and the vehicle. Make a list of the things you need and the places you need to go. Go to as many places as possible on any one trip and call ahead to make sure that they have what you need or that what you are picking up is ready. By doing these things, you can help cut down on the amount of traffic on the road, cut your travel costs, and save yourself time and effort. To prepare a vehicle for any trip, be sure to check the important mechanical components such as windshields and windows, lights, tires, all fluid levels, belts, hoses, and brakes. Get a good night's sleep the night before the start of the trip. Before going on a trip, consider the time of day to avoid congestion in city areas. Have a plan for the route, including the route number, entrance and exit numbers of the final destination. Consider rest stops, fuel stops, food stops, and potential construction areas. Determine the number of miles to be traveled daily. The average number of miles driven on major highways is 100 to 110 miles every 2 hours, with 10 to 15 minute breaks every 2 to 3 hours and 1 hour stops for meals. When traveling on secondary roads, which go through towns and cities, or traveling through mountains, it will take longer to get to your destination. If one person will be doing all of the driving, 6 to 8 hours of driving in any one day should be considered the limit. When two or more persons can share the driving, total driving time should not exceed 10 to 11 hours. Avoid driving after dark when visibility is limited, and particularly after 11 p.m. when you are more apt to fall asleep while driving. Be prepared when going on any trip. Remember to take an extra set of keys in case you lock your keys in the vehicle or lose them. Insurance information in case you are in a crash. Money for expected and unexpected travel expenses. Vehicle owner's manual in case your vehicle breaks down, and maps of local areas in case you get lost and do not have internet connection. Winter driving. Winter is the most difficult driving season. Not only do you have snow and ice to deal with, but there are fewer hours of daylight as well. Before winter weather arrives, make sure your vehicle is in good condition. Make sure your vehicle has good snow tires. Put them on the vehicle before the first snowfall. Front-wheel drive vehicles, it is best to put snow tires or all-season tires on all four wheels, not just the front. Snow tires with metal studs may be used October 15th through March 31st of each year. During ice or snowstorms, especially when a weather advisory is issued, do not drive unless it is absolutely necessary. If you must drive, first clear the ice and snow from your vehicle, including the headlights and taillights, the windshield wipers, and all of the windows. Be sure to use a freeze-resistant cleaning solution for the wipers and that the reservoir is filled adequately. Drive slowly. Even if your vehicle has good traction in ice and snow, other drivers will be traveling with caution. Do not disrupt the flow of traffic by driving faster than everyone else drives. When sleet, freezing rain, or snow starts to fall, remember that bridges, ramps, and overpasses are likely to freeze first. Also, be aware that slippery spots may remain after road crews have cleared the roadways. An emergency situation on the road can happen at any time. Be prepared with a survival kit that should always remain in the vehicle and replenished after each use. Supplies include a properly inflated spare tire, a shovel, jumper cables, tow and tire chains, a bag of salt or sand, and a toolkit. Working flashlight and extra batteries, reflective triangles and brightly colored cloth, compass, first aid kit, exterior windshield cleaner, ice scraper, snow brush, matches in a waterproof container, blankets, woolen gloves, socks, hat, water, and non-perishable foods that give you energy, such as unsalted canned nuts, dried fruits, and hard candy. If you become stranded while traveling in cold weather, stay with your vehicle. Do not leave your vehicle unless you know exactly where you are and how far it is to help. Most deaths under these circumstances occur when people get out of their vehicles, become lost, and suffer prolonged exposure to the cold. Stay calm, Wait for help to arrive and use the following tips. Turn on your hazard warning lights. To attract attention, light two flares and place one at each end of the vehicle a safe distance away. Hang a brightly colored cloth from your driver's side window, mirror, or door handle. Keep the exhaust pipe clear of snow and debris. Fumes from the exhaust can leak into the vehicle and can cause you to black out or even cause death. Run the engine and heater until the vehicle is reasonably warm and then turn it off. Repeat this process as long as fuel is available. Running the engine for approximately 10 minutes each hour, in order to charge the battery and warm the interior, is recommended. Even in extremely cold temperatures, leave at least one window partially open to let fresh air in. Occupants of an idling vehicle can suffer carbon monoxide poisoning if ventilation is not adequate and heavy snow and ice can seal a vehicle shut. At least one person in the vehicle should remain awake at all times. To protect yourself from frostbite and hypothermia, use woolen items and blankets to keep warm. Skidding. Most of us think of ice and snow when we think of skidding. Remember that skidding can also happen on roads that are wet. Your car may start to hydroplane at speeds over 35 miles per hour. Hydroplaning occurs when your front tires start to ride on water instead of the road. As you go faster, the problem becomes worse and you will lose control of your steering. In Utah, we also have a special problem with black ice. Black ice is very difficult to see on the roadway and appears more like a wet spot than a patch of ice. Unfortunately, many crashes occur each year from skids caused by black ice. The best policy is to keep a skid from happening. Slow down to a speed at which you can control the car. If you do skid, slowly take your foot off the gas pedal. If your rear wheels skid to the right, turn your front wheels to the right. If the rear wheels skid to the left, turn left. Do not steer too far though, as that will make the car skid in the other direction. Do not slam on your brakes. Once your car regains traction, straighten out your wheels. Tornadoes. Vehicles are notorious as death traps in tornadoes because they are easily tossed and destroyed. If you spot a tornado, either leave the vehicle for sturdy shelter or drive out of the tornado's path. Avoid seeking shelter under bridges or overpasses. If a tornado moves through, winds will actually be stronger beneath the overpass due to a wind tunnel effect. Bridges and overpasses provide little protection from flying objects. Lightning. Only a hard-topped vehicle will protect you in a lightning storm. Make sure all doors are closed and windows are up. Do not touch any metal surfaces. Do not use radios connected to an external antenna mounted on the vehicle. Otherwise, the safest place to be during a thunderstorm is inside a well-constructed building with plumbing and electric wiring. Flooding. Flooding can occur when streams and rivers flow over their banks, when dams or levees break, when there is runoff from deep snow, or anytime there is heavy rainfall. Floodwaters can be found on roads, bridges, and low areas. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night, when visibility is limited. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded roadway. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the waters to subside. Driving in very hot weather. When driving in very hot weather, pay special attention to these items. Tires. Check the tire mounting and air pressure. Inspect the tires every 2 hours or every 100 miles. Air pressure increases with the temperature. Do not let air out or the pressure will be too low when the tires cool off. Engine oil. The engine oil helps keep the engine cool. Make sure there is enough oil. If you have an oil temperature gauge, make sure the temperature is within the proper range while you are driving. Engine coolant. Before driving, make sure the engine cooling system has enough water and antifreeze. When driving, check the water temperature or coolant temperature gauge from time to time. Make sure that it remains in the normal range. If the gauge goes above the highest safe temperature, there may be something wrong that could lead to engine failure and possibly fire. Stop driving as soon as safely possible to find out what is wrong. Watch for bleeding tar. Tar in the road pavement frequently rises to the surface in very hot weather. Spots where tar bleeds to the surface can be very slippery, so use caution when you see it. Go slow enough to prevent overheating. High speeds create more heat for tires and the engine. In desert conditions, the heat may build up to the point where it is dangerous. The heat will increase chances of tire failure, or even fire and engine failure. Distracting situations. Sometimes while driving you may drop something, lose a contact lens, be stung by a bee, or be distracted in some other way. Some people panic when something like this happens. They become more concerned with the problem than about their driving and often run off the road or into the car in front of them. Don't let this happen to you. If you have a problem or there is a distraction, pull over to the side of the roadway immediately and then take care of the problem. Vehicle submerged underwater. If you were in a crash and your vehicle enters a pond, lake, river, or other body of water, you should remain calm and assess the situation. If your vehicle enters water, it will only float on the surface for 30 to 60 seconds, so make every attempt to get out of the vehicle immediately. First, remove your safety belt, then lower the window and climb onto the top of the vehicle. Before trying to swim away, assess the current of the water. If the vehicle is sinking quickly and you cannot get the door or window open, you will have to wait for the pressure to equalize. Take off heavy clothing that will cause you to sink, but keep your shoes on in case you have to kick the window to escape. When the water along the window is to your shoulder, try to open the door. If you are able to, there will still be a rush of water coming into the vehicle. If you cannot open the door or window, there will be a small air pocket near the part of the vehicle which is highest in the water. If you can't get a side window open, take a breath and kick the window out. Go to the air pocket for one more breath and then escape. Mountain driving. Mountain driving can be very different from normal driving conditions. Some hazards you should be aware of are steep hills, wildlife, rocks in the roadway, and changing weather conditions. Gravity plays a major role in mountain driving because it slows your vehicle down on an upgrade. To drive up hills and mountains that are steep, you need to use lower gears. When coming down steep hills or mountains, gravity causes the speed of your vehicle to increase. Therefore, you must select a safe speed, use proper braking techniques, and use a low gear. You should try to plan ahead and obtain information about any long steep grades along your planned route of travel. If possible, speak to other drivers who are familiar with the grades to find out what speeds are safe. Here are some more tips to use when driving up hills or mountains. If your vehicle experiences difficulty traveling up steep roadways, pull off the road at a safe place or stay in the right lane to allow other vehicles to pass. Pay special attention to speed limit signs and warning signs, such as those warning of curves, steep hills, or other hazards. If a speed limit is posted or there is a sign indicating maximum safe speed, never exceed the speed shown. You must yield to vehicles going uphill if you are traveling downhill on a narrow road. Do not coast downhill by shifting into neutral or disengaging the clutch. Stay close to the right edge of the road to stay away from oncoming traffic. Sound the horn when approaching any sharp curve on a narrow road where the view is obstructed. Runaway vehicle ramps. You may not use a runaway vehicle ramp unless you are in an emergency situation requiring use of the ramp to stop your vehicle. You are prohibited from stopping, standing, or parking on a runaway vehicle ramp or in the pathway of a runaway vehicle ramp. Desert driving. Desert driving is normally done on reasonably good roads with gas, food, water, and accommodations available at convenient intervals. Unless you are really going off-road, most roads will be paved or gravel condition. Except during the summer months, deserts get really hot, with daily temperatures in the 100 degrees Fahrenheit range and with low to zero humidity. Some tips to use when driving in the desert. If you are not used to high temperatures, do not drive through the desert in the summer. If you have to drive through the desert in the summer, stay on the freeways and use a vehicle with air conditioning. Always carry enough water for you and your passengers to survive in the desert if your vehicle breaks down. Carry water for your vehicle's radiator. The vehicle's cooling system can be affected, so watch the radiator temperature and coolant levels. If your vehicle breaks down in the desert, stay with it. Do not wander away from the vehicle unless it is to get help from a clearly visible call box on the road or an inhabited building within a few minutes' walk. When you are off the freeways or major highways, make sure you have enough gas and water. You can never have enough water and gas in the vehicle while driving in the desert. Do not take side roads off the freeway or highway unless you know for sure where they go. Avoiding collisions with animals. You can reduce your chances of colliding with an animal by using caution when driving at dawn and dusk when animals are most active. Being alert when driving on roadways marked with deer crossing signs. These signs are placed in areas that have had a large number of deer-vehicle collisions. Looking well down the road and at the sides of the road. Slow down and use caution when approaching animals that are standing near the roadway. They may bolt or change direction at the last minute and there may be other deer following. Do not swerve to avoid the animal. Your risk of personal injury may be greater if you do. Keep your vehicle under control and in the travel lane. Watch for dogs and cats in residential areas and try to avoid hitting them. If you need help, pull to the side of the road, turn on your emergency flashers, raise your hood, and tie something white or orange on the antenna or left door handle. Railroad crossings. As the number of drivers increase, more and more people die at railroad crossings. In a car-train collision, the odds that those in the car will live are not very good. Learn what to do at railroad crossings so that you do not have a collision. Use extreme caution at all railroad crossings and remember to always slow down. Never pass a car that is going your direction at a railroad crossing. Do not park closer than 50 feet from a railroad crossing unless signs indicate that you may or it is allowed by local law. When you stop at a railroad crossing, you must be between 15 and 50 feet from the nearest rail. Trains sound their horns as they approach a crossing. Therefore, turning down the car radio is a good safety measure. Every railroad crossing should be taken seriously. At night, do not assume that a train is not coming just because you do not see any lights. Slow down or stop and look before crossing the tracks. If lights are flashing, you must come to a complete stop. You may not proceed while the lights are flashing. After coming to a complete stop, if you suspect the flashing lights are not working properly, you may drive through the railroad crossing only if you have a clear line of sight of at least 1 mile down the tracks in both directions, there is not evidence of an approaching train, and you can cross the tracks safely, and you may not drive through, around, or under any crossing gate or barrier at a railroad crossing while they are down or being opened or closed. Public railroad crossings have been marked with warning devices for your safety by highway departments and the railroad companies. Learn what the warning devices are and watch for them. With these warning devices and caution in your part, railroad crossing crashes may never happen. Advance warning signs. Advance warning signs are posted before you reach the crossing and tell you to slow down, look, listen, and be prepared to stop at the crossing ahead. Pavement markings. A stop line, an X and the letters RR may be painted on the pavement in front of railroad crossings. These markings warn you to be aware of the crossing ahead and to pay particular attention to the possible approach of a train. Railroad crossbuck signs. Crossbuck signs are found at all public crossings. If there are more than one set of tracks, a sign below the crossbuck indicates the number of tracks. Be prepared to stop at the tracks if a train is coming. You must yield to train traffic. Flashing lights. Flashing lights and bells are used with crossbuck signs at many railroad crossings. Always stop when lights begin to flash or bells begin to ring, which means a train is coming. If there are more than one set of tracks, make sure all tracks are clear before starting to cross. Gates. Gates are used with flashing light signals at some railroad crossings. Stop when the lights begin to flash and before the gates begin to lower across your lane of traffic. Remain stopped until the gates are raised and the lights stop flashing. Do not drive around the gates. Motorcycles and bicycles. Riders should approach a railroad crossing with caution. Do not swerve to get a better angle for crossing. School buses. Drivers are required to stop at all railroad crossings. The driver must check both directions and listen for approaching trains, proceed only when it is clearly safe to do so, and never shift gears on the crossing. Trucks carrying hazardous materials. Drivers are required to stop at all railroad crossings. Drivers should make a safe, gradual stop to minimize the possibility of causing a crash. Do not shift gears when crossing the tracks. When possible, reroute away from railroad crossings or use a crossing which utilizes flashing red lights and/or gates. General railroad safety information. Expect a train on any track at any time. Freight trains do not travel on a predictable schedule. Schedules for passenger trains change. Train tracks are private property, no matter which railroad owns them. Trains have the right of way 100% of the time, over ambulances, fire engines, cars, the police, and pedestrians. If there are rails on the railroad ties, assume that the track is in use, even if there are weeds or the track looks rusty. A typical locomotive weighs approximately 400,000 pounds or 200 tons. When 100 railcars are added to the locomotive, the train can weigh approximately 6,000 tons. The weight ratio of an automobile to a train is proportional to a soda can in an automobile. A train may extend 3 feet or more outside the steel rail, which makes the safety zone for pedestrians well beyond the rails themselves. Trains cannot stop quickly. It is simple law of physics. The huge weight and size of the train and the speed of the train dictate how quickly it can stop under ideal conditions. A 100-car freight train traveling at 55 miles per hour will need more than a mile to stop, that's approximately 18 football fields, once the train is set into emergency braking. There are roughly 200,000 miles of railroad tracks in the United States. Trains can move in either direction at any time. Trains are sometimes pushed by locomotives instead of being pulled. This is especially true in commuter and light rail passenger service. Modern trains are quieter than ever, with no telltale clackety-clack. Also, an approaching train will always be closer and moving faster than you think. Cross tracks only at designated pedestrian or roadway crossings. Observe and obey all warning signs and signals. Never walk down a train track, it's illegal and dangerous. By the time the locomotive engineer can see a trespasser or a vehicle on the tracks, it is too late. The train cannot stop quickly enough to avoid a collision. If your vehicle stalls on a crossing, immediately get everyone out of the car and off the tracks. Notify local authorities immediately. If a train is coming, stay clear of the tracks and run toward the approaching train at an angle away from the train. By moving in the direction of the approaching train, you will be less likely to be hit by flying debris. If no train is in sight, post lookouts and try to start or move the vehicle. TRAX light rail and streetcars. Utah Transit Authority currently operates a light rail system throughout the Salt Lake Valley. The system currently consists of over 45 miles of track and has 67 actively used grade crossings. Light rail cars are powered by overhead electrical lines. Each car is 88 feet long and weighs approximately 88,000 pounds. Train size can vary from 1 to 4 cars in length. It is important to know that light rail vehicles accelerate quickly and can reach speeds up to 65 miles per hour within 21 seconds. Never try to beat a light rail train through a railroad crossing. Light rail grade crossings must be treated in the same manner as all train crossings. Motorists must wait until the gates have completely raised and the red lights have stopped flashing before entering the crossing. It is also important to ensure there is enough room to completely clear the tracks before entering the crossing. Never stop on the tracks. There are many areas where light rail trains operate through the same intersections and streets as automobiles. Extra attention to traffic signals and posted signs must be taken when driving in these areas. At some locations in the system, an overhead sign will flash the logo of a train. This means a train is approaching the area. You should pay extra attention to obey traffic signals at these intersections. The flashing train logo is not an indication to stop, but merely an additional warning device. Vulnerable users of the highway. Utah law defines a vulnerable user of the highway as a pedestrian, including a person engaged in work upon a highway or utilities facilities along a highway or providing emergency services within the right-of-way of a highway, a person riding an animal, and a person operating any of the following on a highway: farm tractor or implement of husbandry without an enclosed shell, skateboard, roller skates, inline skates, bicycle, electric-assisted bicycle, electric personal assistive mobility device, moped, motor-driven cycle, motorized scooter, motorcycle, and wheelchairs. A person who distracts or attempts to distract a vulnerable user of a highway with the intent to cause violence or injury, or force a vulnerable user off the roadway may be given a traffic citation. If convicted in court, this type of traffic citation will appear on a person's driving record and points will be assessed. Special considerations. People walking, jogging, riding bicycles, or operating pedestrian vehicles on the roadway can cause special problems for drivers. Besides being hard to see, they sometimes do the unexpected. As a driver, you must always have your car under control and be ready to react to any sudden action of others using the roadway. Street legal all-terrain. It is possible to register an all-terrain Type 1 vehicle, ATV, a utility vehicle, UTV, or a full-size all-terrain, FSV, vehicle as a street legal all-terrain vehicle when certain conditions are met. ATV, Type 1. Any motor vehicle 52 inches or less in width, having an unladen dry weight of 1,500 pounds or less, traveling on three or more low-pressure tires, having a seat designed to be straddled by the operator and designed for, are capable of travel over unimproved terrain. UTV, utility type vehicle. Any recreational vehicle designed for and capable of travel over unimproved terrain. Traveling on four, or more tires and having a width that when measured at the widest point of the vehicle is not less than 30 inches and does not exceed 70 inches. An unladen dry weight of 2,200 pounds or less. Having a seat height of 25 to 40 inches when measured at the forward edge of the seat bottom. Having side-by-side seating with a steering wheel for control. FSV, full-size all-terrain vehicle. Any recreation vehicle designed for and capable of travel over unimproved terrain. Traveling on four, or more tires and having a width that, when measured at the widest point of the vehicle, is not less than 55 inches and does not exceed 92 inches. Having an unladen dry weight of 6,500 pounds or less. Having a maximum seat height of 50 inches when measured at the forward edge of the seat bottom and having a steering wheel for control. Registration. A street legal all-terrain type 1, utility type vehicle, and full-size vehicle will need to comply with county motor vehicle emissions inspections and maintenance programs. Licensing. The street legal ATV, UTV and FSV shall comply with the same requirements as a motorcycle as to following traffic rules, registering, titling, odometer statement, vehicle identification, license plates, and registration fees. Note. If you have a Class D or CDL, you are licensed to drive a street legal ATV, UTV or FSV. Highway use. All-terrain type 1. A UTV or FSV that meets the requirements may be operated as a street legal ATV, UTV or FSV on a street or highway that is a highway with one lane in each direction. The street legal ATV, UTV or FSV operating on a highway may not exceed the lesser of the posted speed limit or 50 miles per hour. If operating on a highway with posted speed higher than 50 miles per hour, the operator shall operate the street legal ATV, UTV or FSV on the extreme right-hand side of the roadway, and shall equip the street-legal ATV, UTV with a reflector or reflective tape. A street-legal ATV, UTV or FSV shall be equipped with one or more headlamps, one or more tail lamps, either a tail lamp or a separate lamp to illuminate the rear license plate with a white light, one or more red reflectors on the rear, one or more stop lamps on the rear, amber or red electric turn signals on each side front and rear, a braking system other than a parking brake, a horn or other warning device, a muffler and emission control system which complies with Utah requirements, rearview mirrors on the left side of the driver, a windshield, unless the operator wears eye protection while operating the vehicle, a speedometer illuminated for nighttime operation and tires no larger than the tires the ATV manufacturer made available for the ATV and have at least 2/32 of an inch or greater tire tread. Anyone younger than 21 years of age is required to wear a DOT-approved helmet. For information regarding the usage of, or to register for the youth training courses, contact the Department of Natural Resources State Parks and Recreation at 801.538.7220 or at stateparks.utah.gov.